Well, no fractures. That's a good thing. So maybe some muscle stuff going on, the cartilage. So very sore right now, but there's no fractures, so I'm not expecting to miss too much.
Do you think you'd be going to be ready for
week one? Dallas. Yeah. I'm not going to miss Dallas, man. I can't miss Dallas.
What happened to happen?
I kind of got folded up on the sideline. It was the play where Forte had a toss. It was early in the game. He had a toss play on the sideline. I made the play, and I just kind of got bent up a little bit on the sideline. Kind of tried to play through it. Football players, we try to be tough, but then when you're hurt, you hurt, you know. And throughout the couple plays later, I felt like I couldn't go anymore.
What can you do for sore ribs?
Ice and rest. We got a great training staff here. You know, Ronnie Barnes, Lee, Steve, they all do a great job. And, you know, they're going to put together a plan for me, even, you know, kind of just hitting it with some ice right now and taking it slow because it's a fresh injury. And then, as it progresses and it heals and the inflammation goes down, you know, we see what we can do.
Is it considered a fracture?
No, I got a CT scan. There's no fractures. There's no break. So, like I said, that's a good
thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hard to breathe at all? Yeah, that's something that sometimes guys have and sleep.
It's a little tough. Try not to laugh. Try not to cough. Twisting and turning, getting up. It's a little sore. A lot of different ways. But like I said, we got a great training staff here, and you know we're handling it, I feel like, the right way.
You think you may have to wear something?
Possibly so, but we haven't really talked about that quite yet. But like I keep saying, you know, we got a great training staff, and I'm sure if I do have to wear something, it's going to be legit for it.
Now you say I'm not going to miss the Dallas game. I mean, that's what I expect you to say. But are you sure? I mean, the way the Bears are tough.
Right. Well, I'm not 100% sure. Of course not. But you know, my goal is to play Dallas. You know, whatever I need to do, I'm gonna do to make sure I'll be ready for Dallas week one.
You've been through enough in this league with Saturday night. I mean, considering how your summer has gone and really up until that point, was it emotional for you to have to go off and start getting tests? I mean, considering how well you had been playing.
Not emotional. You know, it's always tough when you come out of game due to injury. I wasn't emotional. I don't like not being out there with my guys. You know, and it was tough watching them play without being out there. I mean, great game defensively. We played a pretty solid game. We gave up 20, which is a little more than we wanted to do. But, I mean, we scored on defense. We caused a couple turnovers, and I want to be a part of that. You know, and it's tough when you're not out there with your guys. But, you know, you be a fan, and you know, you cheer on, and you try to be a coach as much as you can to still contribute.
As a member of the defense, when you look around the league, you see Tony Romo is not going to play in the opener. You're sitting there going, wow.
Well, what's your point? What's your question?
I mean, you know, obviously he's in there. Dallas is a much better team.
He's been playing the game for a long time. You know, he's an established guy. You know, he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. You know, and he makes Dallas go. And I heard they have a pretty good backup, though, if I'm not mistaken. So Dallas, what they're really good at, they're really good at running the ball. Their O-line is second to none in the league. And if they can rely on those guys, which I'm sure they're going to do, I think Dallas will be okay without Romo. And still going to be a test for us. It's not going to be like, oh, we don't have Romo to play against and we'll be fine. No. Dallas is still going to be a tough out. They still got 88 on the outside, and they still could be able to run the ball.
What do you know about Dak?
Not too much. Pretty sure this week is going to be a little bit of New England, a little bit of Dallas. So you ask me that question in 2 days, I bet you I have a better answer for you.
You watch him play in the preseason at all or no?
No.
You heard about it, I'm sure, though.
Of course I did. But I didn't watch him. Like you said, I heard about him. When I turn on the film, the evaluation will begin.
Do you have a hockey mentality?
Not really. I'm a Jersey guy. I'm a New York guy, and I say that because I'm from the area. So every time I get up here, I might have a different hat on, matching the sneakers. Not a big hockey fan, but I did go to an Islanders game when they played Tampa Bay, and it was one of the most exciting events I've ever been to, sporting events in general. So I'm becoming more of a hockey fan, as I said.
So you went to an Islanders game and then decided to wear Ranger hats.
And I have a Jersey Devil tattoo on my shoulder, so, I mean,
you're all over the place.
I'm all over the place. But I'm sticking loyal to the area, you know, and staying true to my Jersey and my New York team.
Yeah. Boston Bruins hat.
Definitely.
Is your true test to your ribs playing around with the little one that you like posting pictures of and everything else?
Well, you know, I tell you what. Yesterday I went to a show in New York, and she was sitting next to me, and I went to move her, and that was very difficult. She's only 40 pounds. But fresh rib injury. You're not supposed to be doing too much, and that was the gist of my movement yesterday. Is moving my 40 pound daughter from one side to the other.
Last question.
I'll stay with you now.
How old is she?